We've got a different kind of Easter egg hunt planned today. No actual eggs involved. DVDs, video games, software, and even CDs often have hidden surprises, special content that only appears after you press elaborate combinations of buttons. Those surprises are referred to as Easter eggs. Who knew? Joining me now on the line is David Wolf, who maintains an online archive of Easter eggs. Hello.
Hi, nice to be with you.
Well, who thought this up?
Originally, probably a creative programmer. The first known Easter egg I know of was in an Atari game, Adventure, circa about 1981, where a programmer hid his own name in his game because his company then didn't practice giving credit to the programmers when they released games.
So he got his own credit.
Yep.
Who named it Easter egg?
It's just a term that kind of sprung up. I first heard about it back in 95 from some friends when I encountered a really amazing Easter egg in Microsoft Excel 95, where it was a interesting window that would pop up called a Hall of Tortured Souls, which had the names of the programmers of Excel scrolling on the walls of the environment.
Is that how you got started hunting the digital Easter eggs?
Yeah, that is how I got started. I couldn't believe that somebody actually hid something that elaborate in just a regular application I used every day.
So let's be clear now. This is not like an egg-shaped something on the screen. This is actually just a little surprise, and it's called Easter egg.
Exactly.
Tell us about some of your favorite Easter eggs.
Well, that Excel 95 one's up there. Another great one is in Excel 2000, they had an interesting little playable game. You kind of drive a car around, shoot other cars, kind of reminiscent of the old arcade game Spy Hunter. And on the road as you drive by are the names of the programmers of that application as well.
I mean, how do you know it's there?
Well, you know, often you don't, and that's kind of the point, is that usually these people hide something in there that you're not necessarily meant to find, and then they kind of leak the information to their friends and family, and soon, you know, it gets out to the general public through some leak.
Okay, so I've got my laptop here, and a copy of Finding Nemo.
That would be so glamorous.
Really?
Oh.
How do I find the Easter egg?
Well, it turns out Finding Nemo looks like it has a bunch of Easter eggs in the DVD. One of them is if you're on disc one, you go to bonus features, then you go to visual commentary.
Slow down, let me go to bonus features.
Let's make a selection, a selection, a selection. Make a selection on the DVD. Oh!
Cool.
Okay, bonus features. Now what do I do?
Then go to visual commentary.
Visual commentary. Okay.
Okay, and while on the fish that looks like it's in the TV, press
welcome,
up.
Explorers.
A green fish will appear.
So the fish that looks like in the TV, it's like a little box and there's a little white fish there.
Mm-hmm.
I've moved my arrow there, and now what do I do?
Now go up from there, and it says a green fish will appear. Press play to enter a short egg with Dory and Bruce.
I see the green fish.
You see the green fish? Perfect. Just
click but on it went away.
Bring your mouse back to wherever it was.
Found it. Okay.
Yep.
Now, click on the green fish.
Yep.
It turned red.
And it'll probably play a short little clip.
Hello.
There's a shark that pops out chasing Dory. Okay,
yeah.
It's gone.
And that's it, you know. But there are actually several in the DVD. Some more elaborate than others, but... That's the idea, is that you didn't know that was there, but you might stumble across it, and then it's, you know, a little something extra.
David Wolf maintains the Easter Egg Archive. Thanks for joining us, and happy Easter, David.
Happy Easter.
To find out more about digital Easter eggs, go to our website, npr.org.